This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
With more on the ISIS threat in Afghanistan, Dan Naraki reports.
The U.S. Embassy in Kabul has issued a warning to Americans not to travel to the airport, citing a security threat from an ISIS splinter group. CNN reporting the warning was issued because of a very specific threat stream from the group ISIS-K. Intelligence officials believe ISIS-K is capable of coordinating an attack on the crowds outside of the Hamid Karzai International Airport in an effort to create mayhem in the capital city. Seth Jones is a former advisor to U.S. Special Operations in Afghanistan and tells CNBC that the threat needs to be taken seriously.
ISIS-K has shown an ability that they can conduct surveillance on targets, including ones like large numbers of people at the airport. They can get the weapons and suicide bombers and truck bombs in the area and then execute the attack. They've done this repeatedly over the past year or two, and I think the idea of targeting people around the airport right now with their American forces is a tempting target.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton led the lawsuit to the Supreme Court, forcing the Biden administration to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy.
So incredibly important. This is one of President Trump's, I think, greatest successes because he had the same problem. He instituted this program because all of these immigrants were being told by immigration lawyers, hey, come to the United States, you'll cross the border, tell a border agent that you're claiming asylum. And then you get to disappear into the country for years. You don't ever have to come back. And so this idea that you have to stay in Mexico and wait for your asylum hearing is a really good idea, especially when only about 14% of these people qualify. So it was greatly successful under the Trump administration. We're hoping that reinstituting it will really help along the border.
Mr. Paxton on Fox News says Biden has no regard for the Constitution of the United States.
No, there's no doubt. He looks at the federal law as sort of his choice. If he wants to follow what has been passed by by Congress. His job is actually not to change the laws, it's to follow them, whether he likes them or not. I have to do the same thing in the executive branch. He doesn't do that. He says, look, I don't have to follow the laws. I was elected president. This constitutional thing doesn't work for me. So he literally tells people not to enforce the law, and that's what's happening along the border. That's why we have such a disaster. And you can compare what Donald Trump did a year ago to what where we are now. The numbers are dramatically different. The results are horrible. And it's because we have a president who literally is out of control.
It should be noted, since ending the Remain in Mexico policy was terminated by Biden, it will need to be renegotiated with Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
On track. Bill Martinez live.
As we continue to strive to be that more perfect union, and like any journey that you go through, some days are better than others, and this is what we're experiencing right now, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And Megan Barth joins us now, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
I'm like you. I'm hanging in there, and I'm hanging in there because of what our country is enduring right now, Megan. We're all in this bucket together as Americans, you know, embarrassed, heartbroken over what we're seeing in Afghanistan. And as you write, the ripples of Kabul are more extensive than the Biden administration wants you to know and believe, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually, I didn't write that, just to be clear. Victor Davis Hanson wrote that, and one of my favorite authors and pundits.
Yes.
And that's exactly right. You know, Joe Biden said something, or at least the administration said something the other day, that these people, the Afghanis specifically, and we're seeing the planes of the, or the pictures of the planes being packed with military-aged men, mostly Afghan men, very few women and children, very few Americans. We're seeing military-age men basically trample over women and children in order to get on the plane first. Why are these military-age men in Afghanistan staying behind and fighting the Taliban? Why are they so hell-bent on coming to America? And do we really want the type of people that would trample over women and children to get on a plane first?
No doubt.
And the administration puts out that these people are being vetted. I think actually it was Biden who said that. When are they being vetted at Kabul Airport? There is no vetting process at Kabul Airport. Kabul Airport is in utter chaos and
exactly.
Violent chaos. And so, no, they're not being vetted. They're not being vetted in the air while they're on their way here. They're literally arriving here with no vetting at all. As a matter of fact, there was a tweet the other day, and it was confirmed, that a truck driver from Afghanistan just happened to get on the plane. He thought he would just show up at Kabul Airport, and voila, he got on the plane. I'm sure he was not vetted. Also, there was a huge plane that just took off from Kabul with no one on it. I think there was maybe one or two people. It was a 300-person plane, and no one was on it. And why is that? Because of the chaos and the violence at Kabul. And this is what happens when you close a strategic Air Force base, Bagram Air Force Base, and then withdraw without any exit strategy whatsoever, abandoning Americans. Jen Psaki said, oh, well, they're not stranded. She got very huffy the other day in a press conference by Peter Ducey daring to say the word stranded. Well, I prefer abandoned because our Americans were abandoned by the commander-in-chief, which is a complete dereliction of duty. And I wish I heard more leadership from the Republican Party screaming about this dereliction of duty, which should result in a court-martial.
Yeah, this is astounding, in the least, Megan Barth, because of what this president has done. But as you said, the silence, because you clearly what we're seeing, and people need to be, you know, conscious of this, that the ruling class is telling you exactly how it is. I mean, even Laura Logan said, and others have said very clearly, that we could change this immediately. But there's no will. There's no agenda to change what's happening right now in Afghanistan. Joe Biden has surrendered to the Taliban. They are dictating and controlling everything. And you talk about vetting. They're doing vetting. And even as this one example that you use where men, you know, fighting age men are trampling women and children to save themselves, you know, to me, that's a vetting indication in and of itself, isn't it? I mean, that is really un-American that you would, you know, trample on the backs of women and children to save your own skin first. I mean, that gives you an indication of the kind of character that you're putting on that plane and bringing to America. I'm not sure that bodes well for us.
No, it's not going to bode well for us, unfortunately. And with the upcoming anniversary of 9/11, what we've done is basically open the gates of hell and legitimize terrorists, Islamic terrorists at that, who have a long history of violence, hatred, death and destruction against our country. You know, we weren't talking about the Taliban during the Trump administration. We weren't talking about ISIS during the Trump administration, because the Trump administration completely obliterated ISIS and did so by the use of force, strength, the love of country, and also a MOAB, if you remember, the mother of all bombs.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And that's exactly how you ensure that no one's going to mess with the USA. But what Joe Biden has done is now begging and trying to do deals with terrorists. Very similar to Barack Obama, which is who I believe is still running the show in the shadows, Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice. So when you look at how Obama was paying terrorists, Iran specifically, billions of dollars in unmarked cash in the exchange for hostages, when you look at how he let go five Taliban members from Gitmo in exchange for a traitor by the name of Bill Bergdahl, those five Taliban leaders who were released from Gitmo are now in the Taliban, quote-unquote, government. Joe Biden has legitimized terrorists. He has given them a place at the negotiation table, which is the last place a terrorist should be sitting. He should be buried in pig's blood 6 feet underground.
And the question that an increasing number and a majority of Americans have, Megan, is why? Why? I mean, what you're seeing before our eyes right now is the birth of a new world order. Can you see it?
I would call it a new world disorder. But what now he has done by legitimizing the Taliban is also is strengthen China. China has now recognized the Taliban as a legitimate form of government, as we have. This, you know, what really is different when you think about it between the totalitarians of the Taliban and the totalitarians of the communist Chinese government, or any communist, quite frankly, they all leave behind a blood trail.
Exactly.
China still has human slavery. They all control their people. There's a report that came out yesterday that said now the new Taliban government is going to acknowledge climate change while they continue to execute their own. Well, that's kind of part of the climate change agenda. If you believe that humans are the cause of climate change, why wouldn't you off some humans?
Exactly.
I'm not seeing much light between the totalitarians here and abroad.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here that people need to kind of start connecting these dots that, you know, the Taliban considering climate change as so significant to their new order of operation and governance, and with it will bring death and destruction. And this is what's coming soon, and this is what AOC and the Green Agenda and the socialists want for America. Think about it.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Sunrise,
back with you. Welcome. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with us. Megan, I don't know if you saw this, but I'll tell you, this was absolutely disgusting. I mean, everything that's wrapped into the dereliction of duty, you know, they talked about Donald Trump not being presidential at times. I don't even know how to even respond to this other than it was just I was upset over the president's smirk. I mean, you get the president smirking and Kamala Harris cackling. It's like this is driving me nuts. I mean, to the point where I just don't even want to hear from him anymore. I mean, a reporter asked the president, you know, it was interesting that he could even get a question because the president's just been coming in making a statement and he exits stage left and talking about COVID and we got problems in Afghanistan. But in this particular case, the reporter asked the president, says, if Americans are still in Afghanistan after the deadline, what will you do? And Biden smirks. And, of course, the feed, the White House was smart enough to cut the audio feed. He said, what is he going to say now? And, of course, you could hear him faintly say, well, you know, as soon as I know, you'll be the first one I call, right? What? How inappropriate.
It's not only inappropriate, it's vile. Mm-hmm. To normalize and shrug off and smirk. The fact that there are Americans that have been abandoned by our government, and if we look back through foreign policy history, this isn't the first time that Democrats have abandoned Americans abroad.
Yes.
Benghazi being the most apparent and the most recent, where we lost, you know, an ambassador for the first time in decades.
Yes.
Christopher Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 9/11 as well. So 9/11 is a very historic day for Islamic terrorists. And so I shudder to think what's going to happen. I mentioned in the first segment that we weren't talking about the Taliban. We weren't talking about ISIS during the Trump administration.
Trump years.
We weren't even talking about lone wolf attacks. Remember all the lone wolf attacks that happened during Barack Obama? There is no such thing as a lone wolf in jihad. It's jihad.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the Democrats think. And the Afghan Taliban had said this very clearly. The Americans have the watch, but we don't keep time, meaning that there is no time in jihad. There is no timer on jihad. Jihad is their fundamental belief for absolute submission and control with a theocratic government. And it's to impose Sharia. It's to impose Islam as the religion throughout the West. And the Democrats either don't want to see this or really are that ignorant or truly are that evil.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the Democrats, historically, when you look back, in fact, Rashid Gabriel made this statement this week when we talked to her. She said, Bill, you know, the American generals have not won a war in 25 years. That's quite telling. And when you particularly look at... you know, when the Democrats are in office, they don't know how to run a war. They don't. We certainly know they don't know how to run an exit either. That's quite obvious. You know, and I think it's quite interesting to note how Democrats continue to mishandle these threats. And this is what, you know, concerns me all the more where we are, because, you know, we've been saying repeatedly what happens in Afghanistan will not stay in Afghanistan. You know, right now, as you say, they're, you know, they're getting ready for a 9/11 anniversary party, the 20th year coming up. They will go into winter, so they'll hibernate for a little bit. But then come next year, weather favorable, you know, you better be ready. And if you don't have your head on a swivel, not to mention the fact of, you know, like you said, people who are coming into this country from Afghanistan, from this hotbed of terror, coming into the country with mixed loyalties, as one of our guests earlier who served in Afghanistan said, Bill, I could tell you the stories of people that we trusted, the Afghanis that we trusted, and they were the ones that were, you know, fragging us and shooting us from behind in protected compounds. We entrusted them, and they came in, and, you know, we found out the hard way that their loyalties were toward the Taliban. They did not have loyal, singular loyalty to the Afghani dream whatsoever. And to your point, this is what we're bringing in to the country via the airplanes and what's going on in Afghanistan. And God only knows how many already have preceded them through our southern border, which has been left wide open. And thank God for this recent order that is forcing Biden to return back to a bit of the Trump policies, you know, the stay in Mexico policy. The abandonment of common sense in every area that this administration has ignored is astounding, Megan.
Well, two things. There was a reason why CNN, I believe it was CNN, canceled the foreign policy debate. Remember, there was supposed to be a foreign policy debate?
Exactly.
Right. Because that supposedly wasn't important. Well, now we're realizing just how important foreign policy is, especially with the Democrats' history. And it was, in my opinion, a cover-up. Because Joe Biden is just as bad, if not worse, than Jimmy Carter. And they knew that. Mm-hmm. They knew that after him sitting there for 50 years. Number two, the UK just received six Afghanistan terrorists that were on the terrorist watch list. They only returned five of them. They only blocked five of them from entering the UK. They let in one. Because as the UK said, well, he's no longer a threat. How do you make that determination that someone was on the terror watch list no longer a threat? How do you know that? And they don't understand the enemy. In order to win any war, you need to understand the enemy. Taqiya is prominent in Islam. And what taqiya is it's a sin punishable by death if you lie in Islam. However, if you lie in order to protect Islam, then you're okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's called taqiya. Mm-hmm. So are they simply asking these people, like, hey, you were a terrorist a couple months ago on the watch list, but what has brought you in this? How have you evolved?
Yeah, how did you convert?
You're no longer a terrorist. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and you said...
It only makes sense when you realize that the Democrat Party has never understood the enemy. Hell, Ted Kennedy was going behind Reagan's back in order to keep the wall up in Berlin.
Yes. Amazing. You know, but it goes back to what you said earlier, Megan, and you said it spot on, that there's no expiration date with the caliphate. There's no expiration date with jihad. It's unending. I mean, this is a lifelong vow and commitment. But if you don't understand the enemy, you don't understand a basic principle of how they operate. John Guandolo has repeatedly, an FBI expert who comes on the show, and he's from Understanding the Threat, and he repeatedly just, you know, talks about how ignorant the planners and even FBI are, you know, towards these terrorists, you know, domestic and foreign, but particularly domestic. You know, we put out the red carpet for them and give them an easy entry so that they can knock down buildings and kill people. And somehow it's just, oh well, it's just incidental, part of the game, I guess. You just have to put up with it.
Well, the 9/11 Commission report is something everyone should read. It was produced by the NYPD, the FBI, and the intelligence agencies when they were actually doing their job and protecting us from enemies, foreign and domestic, instead of turning on the American people. The 9/11 report made very clear exactly what jihad is, how it was being taught in the mosques that sprung up around the George Bush administration, et cetera. And specifically, when Robert Mueller became the director of the FBI, remember Robert Mueller, that stuttering, guttering fool, he removed all references of jihad in the FBI training manuals. So what we have
exactly.
is whitewash of jihad in our intelligence agencies, which produced the blind eye.
Absolutely amazing. And that's a whole other show in its entirety that we can do. Megan Barr, thank you. Appreciate it.
You missed the lowest mortgage rates in history. You're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Americans in Afghanistan are being warned to stay away from the Kabul airport due to terrorist threats tied to ISIS. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul sent out the alert early Thursday. Senior U.S. officials are reporting that the warning was related to specific threats involving ISIS and potential vehicle bombs. Vice President Kamala Harris talks about the evacuation on Wednesday.
Our highest priority right now is evacuating American citizens, evacuating Afghans who worked with us, and Afghans who are at risk.
A federal appeals court Wednesday upheld the death sentence for Dylan Roof, the convicted mass shooter from the summer of 2015. His target was Black American members of a church in Charleston, South Carolina. It should be noted that Attorney General Merrick Garland last month issued a moratorium on federal executions. Roof remains on death row at Terre Haute Federal Prison in Indiana. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about sleep, right? Because sleep is essential to our overall immunity and well-being. So disruptive sleep can affect personal health, family life, and work. When you don't get optimal sleep, it can hold you back from feeling energized, productive, and healthy. You know you've had those kind of days and those kind of nights, right? Well, here to talk about sleep health is ResMed Chief Medical Officer and sleep expert, Dr. Carlos Nunez. Dr. Nunez, it's good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I am great, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, let's talk sleep. Why is it so important?
Well, you know, you did a very good job in your introduction. I think the interview is over, but you're right. Sleep is so important for our health, for our well-being. It helps keep your immune system in top shape. And we always talk about the importance of our health, and we focus on things like diet and exercise, but sleep is often ignored, and people put it on the back burner, if you will. But we have a lot of issues with sleep in the developed world, and people aren't getting enough sleep, and it impacts your health in significant ways.
Well, as sensitive as we are and becoming about our immunity in this era of COVID, I mean, when you talk about poor sleep having an effect on our immunity, I'm sure you've got people's attention, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the biggest disruptors of sleep is the condition condition you and I talked about before, which is sleep apnea. There are 54 million adults in the United States who suffer from sleep apnea, and more than 80% of them don't even know they have it. And yes, during the COVID pandemic, we've heard interesting reports from sleep doctors who are saying their patients diagnosed with COVID who have sleep apnea and who are adherent to their therapy seem to do better. So we're starting to understand that good sleep really is important for good immunity.
Dr. Nunez, for those that are hearing sleep apnea, I mean, if you have sleep apnea, you know what it is. But for those that don't quite understand what sleep apnea is, explain that to them, would you please?
Sure, absolutely. It's a condition where the tissues in your throat relax while you're sleeping, and a lot of times it causes something very common, snoring. The tissues will vibrate as the air tries to get by. But in a certain percentage of people, as I mentioned, 54 million adults estimated, the airways will completely close down, and so the snoring becomes a more serious problem, and their bed partner may even report that it sounds like you stopped breathing or it sounds like you're choking or gagging in your sleep. And what's happening is the air is not entering your lungs, the oxygen level in your blood drops, and your body wakes you up just enough, because it thinks you're dying, it thinks you're suffocating, just enough to take a breath. The problem is with sleep apnea, that can happen 5, 10, 100 times an hour, and so you never get a good night's sleep. And that disruption in your sleep leads to things like cardiovascular problems, hypertension, daytime sleepiness, which is a top cause of automobile and workplace accidents. It is a really, really big problem. And as I mentioned, 80% of the people who have it have never been diagnosed and are not being treated.
Well, I mean, that's an incredible number. I don't recall ever hearing as much as 100 times a night. I got to imagine, Dr. Nunez, that brings some possible psychological impact down the road. I mean, if your body is thinking that it is suffocating and it panic in a panic sort of response, even while you're asleep, you know, wakes you up enough to just to grasp, you know, for breath, I got to imagine that must have some complicated consequences down the road.
Absolutely. And the studies that have come out even very recently are starting to show a very real connection between untreated sleep apnea and an increase in mortality. As I mentioned, cardiovascular diseases can be made worse or can even be started because of these repeated insults to the body. There's even some very early evidence that shows that poor sleep, especially sleep disrupted by sleep apnea, could lead to an increased risk for dementia, Alzheimer's dementia in particular. There's a very recent study that came out. So you're absolutely right. Imagine that type of insult to your body every single night, multiple times an hour. You're never sleeping well. You're basically starving your tissues of oxygen over and over and over again. There's no way that you're going to escape consequences if you don't get treated.
So, Dr. Nunez, how can it be treated?
Standard for many years, for my gosh, more than 30 years, has been something called CPAP. It stands for continuous positive airway pressure, and basically there is a device that uses a gentle stream of air to keep those airways open, almost like a stent that opens them up but uses air. And CPAP, unfortunately, has a very interesting reputation because most people believe that devices are big and bulky and loud and then you wear a big, uncomfortable mask, but that is no longer the case. And for example, you mentioned I work for a company called ResMed. You know, we're the world leader in treating sleep apnea and respiratory conditions. Our latest device, it's called the AirSense 11. It's more like your smartphone than your grandfather's CPAP. It has a big, beautiful touchscreen. The software can be updated over the air. It is so quiet. It is quieter than the average sound that an air conditioner makes when it blows air through the vents. And the masks are smaller and more comfortable than they've ever been. I am a daily CPAP user. I've been sleeping with one of these new AirSense 11 devices for the last several months, and it's incredible. It's a game changer. And I've never slept better, and my poor wife, who for many years suffered with me snoring next to her, has never slept better.
Wow. That's what we call win-win. There's nothing wrong with that. So what new technology is now available with treatments?
Well, the device has the ability to communicate directly to the patient. So on the screen of the device, you can receive tips and coaching on how to start therapy and stay on therapy. The device also connects wirelessly to your provider so they can see how you're doing. Your doctor or other providers that are managing your sleep apnea can help also coach you and make sure that you're using it properly. And it also connects to an app, and the patients themselves, the users, can use the app to see how they're doing every single morning. There's a study that shows if you use a CPAP device that's connected with your provider, the adherence to therapy goes from about 50% to over 70%. And if the patient uses the app themselves to check on how they're doing, the adherence to therapy jumps to over 80%. The average adherence to medication therapy in the U.S. is about 55%. So you can actually be more adherent to CPAP. It's more comfortable and easy to use than it is to take a pill.
I love this technology. I got to tell you, Dr. Nunez, I mean, here recently, my son finally convinced me I needed to get an Apple Watch. And I didn't think much about it, but I'll tell you, it has definitely made me more mindful about keeping my body moving, certain things, because it's constantly in front of you. You know, as you look to see the time, you say, okay, I'm progressing, I'm closing my rings. And so I see this acting the same way, that once people see this technology and they're getting information is power, they're going, okay, yeah, so it only makes sense that they would adhere more responsibly and consistently to the therapy.
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know how closely you follow Apple. I'm a big techno geek, as you can probably guess. The latest version of the Apple Watch software, which is in beta now, actually will contain sleep tracking software. So even the big technology companies are starting to understand the importance of monitoring your sleep.
So you're reading my mind. I don't know why I brought up the Apple Watch, but yeah, that seemed to be the next iteration of the technology, that it could be used in an Apple Watch as well. So that's going to be great, and a real benefit, I believe, for your patients as well. We're talking with Dr. Carlos Nunez, who was appointed ResMed's chief medical officer back in January 2017. Prior to joining ResMed, he was the senior vice president of medical affairs at Becton, Dickinson and Company, and leading the Office of Science, Medicine, and Technology for its largest division. Dr. Nunez, you mentioned support and follow-up for sleep health patients. Tell us more about that, if you would, please.
Sure. I'll tell you the easiest thing. Go to this website, sleepforbettertomorrow.com. It has a lot of really good information for consumers about general sleep and sleep hygiene, how it contributes to your health and wellness, and important information about sleep apnea, which, as I said, affects 54 million adults in the U.S. 80% of them don't even know they have it.
Yeah, that's an incredible number. 54 million people are affected, and 80% don't know that you're even dealing with this. And look, if you have any doubts, check with your loved one. I'm sure she might be able to give you, or he might give you, some information to say, maybe we need to check into this. Again, the website, as we wrap things up, Dr. Nunez, remind everybody.
Sleepforbettertomorrow.com.
Dr. Nunez, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Dr. Ted Baer. Yes, we're talking about the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Mr. Ted, how are we doing?
I'm doing great because I'm talking to you, which is always a miracle.
No, it just seems that way, huh? I think it was easier for God to part the Red Seas than you and I to connect on electronically on these phone systems.
And Bill, it just must be that your show is so good that little slewfoot is trying to cause trouble, because I do Bill Bunkley and Bob Duco and all these other shows, and we don't have a problem. So I'm sure that your show is excellent, better than you can expect.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so. So it reminds us that we must be on the right track, because if we're getting demonic pressure and interference, it's because they don't want you and I to be in conversation here, blessing the people with the truth and nothing but. I want to talk about, the theater owners that you have written about in Movie Guide this week. I feel for them, and I feel for the American people at a point when we thought that we were going to be able to look at COVID in the rearview mirror. Here comes this Delta variant, and now we're talking possibly more lockdowns. I happen to be in Hawaii right now, and it's interesting because the lieutenant governor the other day was on the television telling everybody that if everybody would just wear masks, that we would put here on the islands, be able to put COVID in the rearview mirror. It would be conquered once and for all. I thought it was quite interesting that that's their philosophy. And then today, the governor here is threatening some pretty harsh restrictions and lockdowns on the island. And, of course, makes me a little bit nervous because we're here in Kauai. The grandkids are in Maui, and we're due to see them on Saturday. So I'm hoping and praying that God will allow us to get to Maui to see the grandkids at least.
Well, I'll join you in hope and prayer. And
thank you.
I used to be for little bit of time. I worked for NASA as a research engineer, and I was talking about this with a couple of other people, and, you know, science takes a while for before we see. If you remember some of the thalidomide problem, it was 3 or 4 years before little babies were born without arms and legs. There's all sorts of problems that could come up that we don't know. So for this person, I said, write a little contract to the doctor and say, if you can say this unequivocally, that it's not going to cause any birth problems, that it's not going to cause any feeding problems, that it's not, you know, going to do this, this, and this, then, you know, we'll subject ourselves to the vaccine, and you just sign it. You guarantee all legal liability applies to you. So if everybody would do that, we'd probably get the governors to repent of their bad attitude. If you sign a form that you're legally responsible for anything that happens in the next 12 or 13 years, which would be the lifetime of testing it, we would be very happy.
Yeah, well, we might reduce some of that hesitancy, but you know they're not going to, because the way this has been designed from the get-go in terms of, you know, vaccinations and that and the whole process, they avoid, you know, liability. It's built into the cake, so to speak. So they're not about to surrender that. I mean, that's what allows them to put this out. And, of course, you got to know the Biden administration is putting all kinds of pressure on these vaccine manufacturers to get it approved. And I have a lot of doubts. So the way the FDA approved this, I think it is a bit restricted. I haven't been able to break it all down myself, but my gut says that there are some exceptions probably built into the cake to protect them, you know, giving the administration what they needed. And it's interesting you should bring up the thalidomide experience, because I brought that up for the past several weeks, you know, that this is what happened very innocently in the 50s and 60s. It was going to help women dealing with nausea. And, you know, and still they went forward after realizing that there was initially an increased number of miscarriages that were taking place. And then, you know, what followed next was deformed babies coming. And it's just sad what has happened. And, you know, like you said, we forget the history of science. And here we are repeating the same mistakes all over again, because it wasn't that long ago, Ted, as you recall, they were saying, well, we don't want pregnant women, or if you're thinking about getting pregnant, do not take the vaccine. So what happened in the recent weeks that now is causing them to recommend that women, you know, whether they're pregnant or not, or wanting to be, that they themselves should be, you know, subject to the jab?
Well, you know, we can't account for the myopia of men. People have been myopic for a long time in the Garden of Eden, but it's going to hurt every part of society. And it's you know, it's almost as if it's an unintentional, then it's a lack of foresight. If it's intentional, then it's cruel and inhuman treatment. So we have a big problem here. I mean, you know, just a National Review article came out on the new governor of New York, adding like 12,000 cases of people dying from all this. But anyway, we're not going to go there. What we go there is the theaters and the movie studios are locked in a big battle. Do we keep the theaters alive? I looked at the numbers in that article. You probably looked at it too. And we follow this all the time. If a movie is costing, the average Hollywood movie is costing $105 million last year, it's got to make $250 million to break even. You have to do 2.5 times negative cost to break even, because if the theater takes 50%, then you get 50%. So if it's just the two of you, the distributor's there getting 50% of the 50%, that's 2.5 times. So you can't make money when your movies are making $20, $30, $40 million at the box office, and the streaming just doesn't bring in the money. If you have to pay a little bit more, and HBO and the others are not making you pay more, Disney is. But you know, I said to a group of college students, I was speaking at a group associated with the University of Central Florida last week. If you all saw a Disney movie you wanted to see, you just go to somebody's house who's paid the fee, and you all watch together, and they've lost 30 or 40 ticket sales. So 30 or 40 ticket sales at $10 a ticket, you know, that's a lot of money they're losing. So it's somewhere this is going to just break. Again, is this a plan? Did somebody decided they want to put the theaters out of business and then buy them? Is it another plan that they want to get to be the biggest and they're willing to sacrifice everything else to beat everybody down to a pulp? Is it, you know, what type of program is going on here that would make this thing such a problem? And of course, the suit against, you know, from Johansson against Disney is going to bring out all of these issues. So we have a serious problem. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what's happening. But I know that it's very discouraging because you're not going to be able to make big movies if you're just throwing them under the bus all the time.
Exactly. Well, Ted, the other thing that we've seen with this model is that it's almost like the era of $5 rental movies is out the door. I mean, you know, these new movies that you want to see, it's $30 because they're, you know, to your point, they're realizing that people are having like Tupperware house movie parties and they're all coming together and, you know, sharing the costs, I guess. You know, it's better that way, I guess.
Well, you know, since I have 15 grandchildren, we can take great advantage of this. It's cheaper and I've got a big screen. So
exactly. Yeah, hey, plus, you know, we get all the grandkids. Are you kidding me? If I had them all in the room like that, we'd be loving them up, watching movies. That's awesome. What a way to go. I love it. Hey, let's talk about other things that are in the movie guide this week, too. Ken Wales. Tell us about Ken Wales, who just passed.
Well, Ken Wales was one of my best friends, but then I found out from people who wrote me about the article, he was everybody's best friend. Ken actually worked with Movie Guide. He helped start the Movie Guide Awards. He introduced me to the man, George Heimerich, who'd been head of the Protestant Film Office. George gave me his files, so we followed what the church had done in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s to redeem Hollywood. He made sure that we were on the right track, and he was intimately involved, and he came and spoke all the time. In fact, one of the times we were speaking at one of our events in Atlanta, we had him picked up by a woman who became his wife, Susan Wales. So Ken and I were, and then we had long talks. So I used to stay at his house all the time. So he was a great friend and a great you know, director of Movie Guide, and a great person that we promoted and gave a lot of awards to. And I love the picture that I found on the front of the article at MovieGuide.org of us both laughing together on the red carpet, because you're not supposed to laugh together on the red carpet. There are people taking pictures of you.
Yeah,
don't
right.
Do that. But it's
well, what was key to Ken's success, Dan?
Well, you know, Ken grew up in the church. His father was a pastor. He became a deacon. As a young man, he won a contest to be an assistant with Disney for a while. He got to Disney. He fell in love with it. His office was at the corner of, you know, one of the main streets in Disney. He always recalled being in movies at that time and other movies. And then he decided that he wasn't going to take some bad parts. He grew up in the church. He was very strong about his faith. And so he went off, but he made some great movies.
Dr. Ted Barrett, we got to call it a wrap there. Dr. Ted, of course, is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Check out the other reviews that are there. They are plentiful and filled with wisdom as well and insight, just for every Christian home that cares about entertainment and what they put into their minds and spirits. Dr. Ted Baer, as always, you're a blessing. Thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.